this last couple of weeks, or indeed now even over this last month or so as well, particularly since the last JPC and everything else we had there meeting, that basically people in West Donegal, not around West Donegal, I suppose, in the only area such, but maybe indeed all Donegal, but certainly West Donegal, I'm getting the most feedback from anyway, myself and indeed I'm sure my colleagues are, my five other colleagues are as well on the ground here, that there is great concern of the Milford Yard station getting downgraded, first of all, possibly losing our superintendent, possibly the station altogether getting closed from a 24-hour station it is at the minute. And I believe going forward, this is the wrong thing to do. We certainly need more Gardaí. We certainly need more trained Gardaí. We also need as well, I know the sanction at the last JPS or JPC meeting about our getting our drug dog towards the end of the year, but we need that dog ASAP, to be honest with you, or indeed dogs possibly if it comes to it. But obviously crime is on the up clearly. Unfortunate situations are happening. It's just the overall thing, and I just feel it's the wrong time to be downgrading the Garda situation here in Donegal, closing the station, lack of Gardaí in the street, lack of Gardaí in the road. And I would appeal again to Commissioner Harris to just leave our 24-hour station in Milford open, leave the superintendent or superintendents that are there at the moment, leave them where they are, and get us more Gardaí in the street, and certainly more Gardaí in the road. And where possible as well, Michaela, the other thing we need as well, we need more vehicles. We seem to be short of vehicles as well. It's evident when you're driving about, you see what's going on from Garda station to Garda station. Maybe station sharing a car, sharing a jeep. That's a waste of time. That's no good. This is 2023, modern day Ireland. You cannot be sitting on a Garda station, a call comes in, and you need to say to the caller then, whatever the situation is, hold on, I need to get a patrol car from some other station. That's not on. That's what's happening here. It's not on. They need to be able to run out that door, jump into whatever vehicle of the day that's required for them, and go to whatever the scene or situation is. And that's my fear of the whole thing. The other thing that's coming up here as well, Michaela, people are informing me as well in recent days, they're ringing to the call centre now, which is through the Galway, and you're depending on Galway then to contact the local Gardaí down here. That's not adequate. It's no good, like. And this, again, once you take away your local service, you're in trouble, and we are heading for trouble at the minute, both criminality-wise and lack of Gardaí-wise, lack of resources. If things carry on the way that they're going, Michaela, to be fair, for ourselves here, particularly West Donegal. And indeed, I'll go as far as say the whole of Donegal, but I'll leave that to my other colleagues to roll in there if they wish. But I'll include the whole of Donegal in that as long as West Donegal. And we're sitting more isolated here as well, West Donegal too. What the way we're along the coast here, we're along the water, is evident for any kinds of situations there, and we have our airport here as well, and a little bit there as well. It's easy for people to fly in here, it's easy for people to pull in any where they want along the coast, with boats, jet skis, etc., and drop off stuff, drop off packages and go again, they can be easily collected. And that's just where, again, if you don't have the Gardaí in the ground, if you don't have the resources, you're just, as I said, like I said before, we're leaving Donegal as easy pickings, and that's my whole concern here at the moment, as is evident these days, going now as well, particularly with the public. And I believe it's time for all the public to start raising up as well, making noise, getting on to their local county councillors, their local reps, their local TDs, and just make it clear to our four TDs that this, we don't want this in Donegal, it cannot happen, and more so make it clear to Drew Harris that this has to be rethought. He has to rethink this situation going forward and not let it happen. We believe it's going to happen possibly in around September, October time, so inform me they're possibly trying to aim, that's their goal for around that time. But I am appealing today, publicly appealing again to Minister Harris to please rethink your thoughts on this for West Donegal in particular, and in particular for the Milford Garda station and all the Gardaí that are stationed there. That give some consideration and thoughts to them as well, and particularly the superintendent there as well, they're under pressure too. Like, at the end of the day, they can only help, but we help them, and that's the bottom line. Like, it's all a combined unit at the whole lot. Like, the Gardaí don't have crystal balls either, but they need our help as much as we need theirs when push comes to shove, and that's what we're asking for now. And that's certainly what I'm calling for today, Michaela. Before we get into a drastic, disastrous situation altogether, and nobody wants that to happen, that's what we're all trying to avoid just.
And these concerns around the lack of resources here in Donegal were raised at the highest level with Garda Commissioner Drew Harris when he visited the county earlier this year. But unfortunately, we haven't seen anything forthcoming to solve this as of yet.
No, no, definitely not, Michaela. I mean, I got one as well. I was expecting two new patrol cars here to Donegal. I didn't hear about them coming. I was expecting them to come in here locally to West Donegal. They haven't landed. They haven't landed in the sense that, because, like I said, like I alluded to there a minute ago, we're still ending up sharing patrol cars. That's not good enough. That's not good enough, sharing patrol cars or sharing patrol vehicles. There'll be a car, if you put whatever the case may be. That's not good enough. And it's only the commissioner and the hierarchies up there, alongside himself, can sort this out. But instead of that, talk cheap, to be honest with you, and that's the problem I see happening at the moment. It's grand talking about these things, but we're talking, like a dog chasing our tail talking. Talking is not going to sort it when serious situations happen, and that's what we want to avoid, and only Commissioner Harris can, and his heart of hearts, have a rethink about the whole thing and just decide that, okay, maybe we did get this wrong for Donegal, what the public uproar, everything else. And I believe the situation turned around, Gerry. No doubt how it was down there with Taylor Ways. They don't give up. That's probably what happened there. They probably went mad and it was sorted out. And I just wish the same could happen here in Donegal for ourselves. But look, all's not lost. I say, understand October around that time is the goal. And it's up now to our TDs and all public reps in fairness and the general public as well to rise up and just get an uprising going in Donegal. That we want our Gardaí station where they are. We want extra Gardaí. We want extra resources. We want extra Garda vehicles. We want extra dog or dogs as soon as possible. And we don't want to be sitting in a vulnerable situation, once again, just leaving ourselves wide open to problems. We don't want that. No county wants it. And we certainly don't want it in Donegal. And I'm quite happy to shout it from the rooftops as a public rep. I don't want it either. And I certainly don't want it in my own patch of the Glenties area. And that's where the way it has to be. And I appeal to Commissioner Harris, if he's listening to his colleagues, but listening anyway, is please rethink your strategy on this for West Donegal before we end up in a terrible situation that could be avoided. And it could be avoided if you leave the resources that we have here, and second addition to that, give them more resources alongside that, more Gardaí, more drug trained Gardaí and so on. That's becoming apparent now. The drugs is taking over as such. Drugs is a big issue now alongside all of the connectivities, antisocial behaviour and whatnot and so on. So that's just what we're asking for, Michael. I don't think it's a lot to ask for a county to keep us safe, and people can sleep in their beds at night safe as well, knowing that they're sleeping in the bed. At least they're adequate Gardaí in their area, their community, out and about, driving about, patrolling, policing as they're supposed to do, and as their job.